Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
6 o'clock, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard here. And we got lots to get into on a full show. Obviously, we had some football on Monday. We had some football on Tuesday. No Wednesday night football this week in the NFL. You never know what's going to happen this season. But no Wednesday night football, which means we have a full show tonight. A ton to get into, especially when it comes to this Eagles football team and where they're at right now, middle of the week, as we still reflect on what happened Sunday, the good, the bad, the ugly, and look forward a little bit here to Sunday coming up against the Baltimore Ravens and what the NFC East is right now. But here's where I want to start. There's been a lot of conversation over the last 2 weeks here in Philadelphia, and I think it's starting to extend nationally, on the Eagles and this young receiver here, Travis Fulgham. And the emergence, or I should say, kind of revival, that's probably a better word, revival of Carson Wentz the last 2 weeks since Travis Fulgham hit the field. And there's no question that Carson has played his best football the last 2 weeks. He was abysmal the first three, and he's played better the last two. And I thought on Sunday he was good. I mean, I haven't said that this year, but he was good on Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers. At times, he was outstanding. That's the kind of game he had. Not great, but good. At times, outstanding. And Carson did that primarily throwing to Travis Fulgham, who, there's no question, has opened everyone's eyes here, and I just think everywhere else, that he's ready to take on a bigger role and play. And the question has sort of become in all of our minds, like, boy, what are the Eagles going to do here over the next couple weeks, months, as the veteran receivers come back, right? Alshon Jeffries, on the mend, coming back. Maybe at some point eventually, DeSean Jackson, on the mend, coming back. Veterans, highly paid guys, guys they expected to really start when they're healthy and play and be significant contributors to this football team. And it's hard not to separate that Carson's played better football with the Travis Fulghams of the world, with the Greg Wards of the world. You go back to last December, the Deontay Burnett's of the world. We've had this same conversation in many different ways, really since last December. You know, when things fell apart, Carson seemed to play his best with guys we'd never heard of. This year, when was he playing his best? When is he playing his best? With guys we've never heard of. And there is this feeling that I feel it out there. I could feel this feeling, that it's because he trusts these guys. I keep hearing that. Well, he trusts Travis Fulgham. He's throwing to Travis Fulgham. He's putting in tight windows because he trusts Travis Fulgham. And maybe there is some of that there. I'm not in Carson Wentz's head. I don't know. I'm not out there. I'm just watching on TV like you guys are. But here is what I believe, and I've believed this for a long time. Weapons don't matter as much as we say they do. And here's what I mean by that. Yes, every team, every offense needs a requisite amount of talent. Like, you need to have someone out there who knows which route to run, who is an NFL player. Like, there's a baseline level of talent you need. But you know what you don't need? You don't need anything beyond that to make a passing game work, especially one that is designed and called by a good offensive play caller and designer in Doug Peterson. And when I watched the game on Sunday, I don't believe Carson Wentz was better because Travis Fulgham was out there. Just like I don't believe he'll be worse just because DeSean Jackson will come back, or he'll be worse because Alshon Jeffrey will come back. You know what I believe? I believe it when Carson Wentz puts the ball where it's supposed to go and is accurate and his mechanics are right, that makes the offense go. It's amazing how much energy and breath we spend on who's out there with Carson Wentz, when really, if you go look throughout his career, the reality is it doesn't matter who's out there with Carson Wentz. When he plays poorly with accomplished weapons, but guys that have had a career in the NFL, they don't matter because he can't get them the ball. When he plays his best with Manny Moe and Jack or deck chairs and lawn ornaments or however you want to decide these guys were last year, from Rob Davis to Deontay Burnett, you know, now we're not calling Travis Fulgham that, are we? Because now he's good all of a sudden. Is Travis Fulgham great or is Carson Wentz accurate? I think the answer is Carson Wentz was accurate. Now, Fulgham may be able to play, and I'm not saying he's not a good player, but I don't think it's Travis Fulgham that unlocked Carson Wentz. I think it's Carson Wentz that unlocked Carson Wentz. 215-592-9494. The Eagles have a decision to make in the next couple weeks. It's really a significant one from their perspective, and I think a significant one from our perspective. What do they do here? Let's just play it out. Let's say Alshon Jeffrey and DeSean Jackson get healthy. Their salaries, their accomplishments, their standing in the locker room, it all dictates they're going to play. Like, it's hard to imagine the Eagles just saying you're cut or you're not suiting up for games or fully healthy. Now, that's going to happen. They're going to come back, and they're probably going to be a part of this thing, you know, way more than they have because they barely have played. I mean, Deshaun's barely played, and Alshon has not played yet. The question is going to be how much do they play and how much they sit Travis Fulgham, how much does he play, Greg Ward. Like, you only have so many receivers. Doug Peterson today was asked about this. Like, what are you going to do here? Because Travis Fulgham has really opened everyone's eyes the last 2 weeks. Could you really sit Travis Fulgham for Alshon Jeffrey if he comes back? Here's how Doug answered a question he's probably going to get a lot over the next few weeks.
It is hard to say, hey, okay, Travis, we're gonna push you to the side because here comes a couple of guys. We got to get all our guys integrated back into practice this week. And at the end of the day, we got to select the four or five guys that we feel give us the best, you know, opportunity on game day. And some of it could be based just purely on matchup, right? And obviously Travis has made a case to continue to play and play at a high level.
Well, he has made that case. 215-592-9494. I don't believe it matters who's out there with Carson Wentz. That's my contention after watching this guy for all these years. I really don't think it matters as long as the players have some baseline of ability. Like, you could say to me, oh, what about Dorial Green-Beckham when he was a rookie and Bryce Treggs? Yeah, those guys weren't good. Like, they weren't even really NFL players. I don't think they ever played in the NFL again once they left here. Their careers fizzled out. But Travis Fulgham now looks like an NFL wide receiver. We know Alshon Jeffrey is an NFL wide receiver. Deshaun has been a very good Eagle and a very good NFL wide receiver. Like, all these guys, they have a bunch of guys now that have some ability. And the way I look at it is, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter as long as Carson Wentz is playing well and putting the ball where it's supposed to go. 215-592-9494. Which matters more to the success of this passing game, the success of Carson Wentz? Is it him having guys he trusts? Because I keep hearing that. You got to play the young guys. You got to do this. He trusts those guys. Or is it Carson Wentz's accuracy? Because my contention is this team and this offense and this passing game will live or not live based on Carson Wentz's decision-making and his accuracy. Whether or not 3 weeks from now or 2 weeks from now when they play the Cowboys, right, when that game comes up in three Sundays, whether or not that is Alshon Jeffrey on the outside or it's Travis Fulgham, I really don't think it matters if Carson Wentz is not throwing the ball accurately. If he is, it also doesn't matter. Carson is the straw that stirs this drink. He's the quarterback. When you go the way I've started to feel about the wide receiver position in the NFL, there's so many guys. Every team has four or five receivers that can play. And I think we make such a big deal of this, like, oh, well, did they find a receiver for Carson Wentz? Here's the thing. If he's putting the ball where it's supposed to go, reading the defense properly, throwing it accurately, I don't think it makes a difference. I don't think it makes a difference in 3 weeks or 4 weeks if it's Jalen Reagor or DeSean Jackson. I don't think it makes a difference if it's Travis Fulgham or Alshon Jeffrey. I don't think it makes a difference if it's Greg Ward or it's, you know, insert the next player, Hightower. I think the difference really comes down to this. Is Carson Wentz accurate on that particular day? Because if you go look and kind of rewatch and rethink about all the games, it's not so much who is out there, it's so much how the ball is being thrown to that guy. Here's what the Eagles have done over the last year or so. But by hook or by crook, by accident or by the residue of design, they have assembled a group here that has options. There's not like there's one guy and a bunch of, you know, players they've never heard of or they never have played in a game before. They now have some guys that have done some things. Alshon is on the mend. You heard Doug there. DeSean hopefully will come back soon. Jalen Reagor, a first-round pick, and showed some promise in a few games before getting hurt. Now Greg Ward from last year, and of course now Travis Fulgham. That's some guys. And that is, I wouldn't call it a great receiving corps, but there's certainly enough there from veteran to youth to speed to size. There's something there now. It's not what it was last December. It's better than that. There's something there now. And I look at it and I say, this offense is going to work the rest of the year, but it doesn't really matter who the two or three guys on the field at once are with Carson Wentz. There's enough guys, and I think they all have a decent level of talent at this point in their career, whether it be young or old. There's not one Julio Jones. There's not one Odell Beckham. They don't have one of those guys. But what they have now are four or five guys. And I think we're overrating and kind of inflating how much the trust level is with Carson Wentz and these kids. I don't need it to be Carson and the kids, like they were talking about midday on the afternoon show and midday last week. I also don't need it to be the veterans. You know what I need? I just need Carson Wentz to be accurate. I think there's enough around him now that they're going to move the ball. They moved it pretty well on Sunday, and they left some points in the field. I mean, there were some other plays that they didn't make, and they put up 29 against one of the best defenses in the NFL. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. Travis Fulgham is the breakout star. Alshon's on his way back. Deshaun could be coming back soon. Which matters more to this offense, in this passing game? Is it that Carson trusts the guys? Because it seems like he likes throwing to Fulgham. Or is it Carson Wentz and how he plays and his accuracy? I think we're over, you know, we're just talking way too much about, oh yeah, he needs it to be Travis Fulgham because he trusts him. I think if Carson throws the ball where it's supposed to go, the offense works. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. I think we're overdoing the trust factor with these wide receivers. Just put it where it's supposed to go, and these guys are good enough that they'll mostly catch the ball. Tucker, what do you think?
I mean, that's great in a perfect world, Joe, but when you're dealing with a quarterback like Carson Wentz who has trouble with accuracy, has trouble throwing the ball on time, has trouble fitting the ball into tight windows, has trouble throwing touch passes down the sideline, yeah, I need guys to go out there and make catches. Like, one of the reasons why I think Travis Fulgham had such a great day, besides the fact the Steelers kind of forgot about him most of the time, is he was, on the snaps he was covered, made contested catches, right? Like, he went up and made the play. Like, receivers that need, you know, yards after the catch, guys like Golden Tate, right? Golden Tate came here and he was going to revolutionize the offense because he gets yards after the catch, most yards after the catch in football over the last 5 years. Came here to put up his worst numbers of his career because Carson Wentz, and really Nick Foles for that matter at that point, but they couldn't hit him in stride. Right? Like, that's not what Carson Wentz does. Carson Wentz isn't a precision passer. Carson Wentz isn't necessarily an accurate passer. And that's just not a new development. That's been over his entire career. Right? Outside of 2018, when he had a completion percentage of like 68%, he's around 60% for his career, which is, quite honestly, bottom third of the NFL at this point in time. He needs more. Like, he needs playmakers around him if he wants to be successful. Even if we had, you know, the old Carson Wentz, which we don't, he would still need more. Like, I just don't trust. Yeah, Travis Fulgham had a great game. That's fantastic. 150 yards, 10 catches. I mean, that's a game that kid will never forget for the rest of his life, and that's a game that, even though they lost, I'm sure is something we will talk about for a long time. I'm not ready to send him to the Pro Bowl. I'm not ready to anoint him a number one wide receiver. Like, I'd like to see what he does next week when the Ravens say, hey, you had that many yards last week? Go do it against Marcus Peters. Right, like that's the next step for him. Like, if he's going to be a starting wide receiver, he's going to get starting wide receiver attention. And I don't know if he can adapt to that yet, right? Like, if he crumbles next week, which he might because we've never seen him in this role, we're going to be right back here with the same conversation saying, well, we need to get DeSean Jackson back because at least he can perform under pressure.
So what's more crucial, guy he trusts or his accuracy?
I guess guys he trusts. Because I don't trust his accuracy.
Well, then,
if we're trusting Carson Wentz's accuracy, let's start selling off pieces because this team isn't going
well
anywhere.
I agree with that part. I agree with that. But the way I look at it is this. When he is right, when he's throwing the ball with accuracy, it doesn't matter who's out there. I mean, it's been his whole career. He's thrown to a lot of different receivers. They've won games. He's had good games. He's also had bad games. He's had bad games with accomplished receivers. He's had bad games with no-name receivers. He's had great games with no-name receivers, great games with name receivers. I think you go back and look at who he's thrown to when he was at his best, when he's not at his best, when he's at his worst, when he's not at his worst. There's no common theme. He's the common theme. I'm not going to sit here. And like, you might think I'm going to be the guy that says, well, you know, Wentz only played well on Sunday against Travis Fulgham. No, I don't believe that. I mean, Travis had some nice plays. He did a good job. And I like him, and I want to see more of him. But The reason Carson Wentz played better on Sunday is because of Carson Wentz. Like, I'm not going to take away the credit from him when someone does well and also not give it to him when someone does poor. Like, I'm that's not the way I operate when it comes to him. I think this offense works when Carson Wentz is throwing with accuracy, and I think we are overstating the decision the Eagles have to make. You know what's a good problem to have? Five competent receivers. It really is. It's a good problem that they have these guys that can play now, that there's some veterans that are coming back, and we know those guys have had moments in their careers, great moments, whether it be Deshaun or Alshon. And there's also the element of, man, Travis Fulgham, something's happened here. Let's keep riding that out. And there's also the element of Jalen Reagor is a first-round pick and promising. Let's get him back in the lineup when you can. 215-592-9494. I believe Carson Wentz's accuracy and how he throws the football matters way more than, you know, who he trusts out there. I think that trust stuff is totally overrated. Totally. He can trust Travis Fulgham all he wants. But if he's throwing the ball high to Travis Fulgham, or if he's missing Travis Fulgham, or he's underthrowing Travis Fulgham, nothing's going to change. Like, it's not going to, like, Travis Fulgham didn't suddenly become a top five receiver in the NFL on Sunday. And it's not because him and Carson have some sort of special chemistry. I mean, they've been barely practicing together. He just got here in August. It's a great find by the Eagles, but he just got here in August. Now, if you want to give me the chemistry that Ertz and Wentz usually have, now that's something. So far this year, it's not been there, but that's something. That is years and years and years. Practice rep after practice rep after practice rep. Like, there's something to that kind of quarterback-receiver relationship. They know each other. I mean, Carson's probably thrown more reps to Zach Ertz between practice and games than anyone. It's got to be than anyone here that's been here in his career. That's the kind of relationship. I get that there's something, there's a trust level there on third and six. I get that. But I think we're overdoing the Travis Fulgham trust that he has to play, that no matter what, he has to start forever and ever and forget Alshon and forget Deshaun. I think we're trying to make this thing too complicated. When Carson Wentz puts the football where it's supposed to go, with timing, with rhythm, with accuracy, the offense can work. Whether it is Greg Ward over the middle, whether it's Travis Fulgham over the middle, whether it's Travis Fulgham on the sidelines, whether it's Deshaun on a deep pass when he comes back. Like, even go to the 49er game, the 4th-and-4 to John Hightower. That was John Hightower, who might not even be any good. But he read the defense correctly. He threw it perfect, you know, kind of right as he came out of his break. Boom, first down. 215-592-9494. Here's how I feel about this whole thing. Carson Wentz and how he plays. Him. Forget who's around him. Forget what's out there, which receivers they decide to go with. That's going to tell the story of the rest of the season, and especially, you know, with the passing game. That's it. If he plays well, like, Travis Fulgham will come and go. He'll have some great games, some good games, some whatever games. I'm not convinced that he's the second coming and he saved Carson Wentz. I think Carson Wentz deserves the credit for playing better on Sunday because he made the throws. He changed the rhythm of his season by the way he threw the ball on Sunday and how he threw it with really conviction. I know he had two picks, but he threw the ball as well as we've seen him in a while on Sunday, and that's because of him. That's not because of Travis Fulgham. Let's talk to who we got here, Mikey King of Project. What's up, Mike?
How you doing this evening?
Good, Mike. What's on your mind?
So here's the thing. Can it be just maybe that Carson isn't as good as we thought, and he's inconsistent, and he's going to have good games and bad games, and that's going to differentiate him from being just an NFL quarterback from being a great quarterback, is that he's inconsistent. And it's, like, I feel like we're just dancing around this topic with Carson, that we've overvalued him, and he's not as good as we thought, and that's why he sometimes plays well and sometimes doesn't, because he's not a great quarterback. He's good, and sometimes he catches fire, but for the most part, he's inconsistent, so he'll never be great.
Yeah, I think that's why we pin all these questions and these comments around the weapons, right? When he needs better weapons, and yet last week we all said, well, he had nobody out there with him, and now all of a sudden Travis Fulgham is great. No, I just think Carson has put the ball on him a bunch, and he's made some catches for him.
Carson Wentz has issues with personalities and players of ilk that aren't. I think you'll see that he does actually play better when the players around him aren't established players, because he feels more in control and in command. I think Carson Wentz has a confidence issue. I think he doesn't do well with other personalities. And even this offseason, there was an article where they were not bringing in those kinds of personalities at wide receiver because they didn't want them to have, like, kind of take away the locker room from Carson. So there's an established issue where Carson is not, maybe is not the alpha player we need him to be.
Yeah, well, there's certainly something there with the leadership thing. And Mike, I appreciate the phone call. Like, they wanted to make sure the locker room was his from a personality perspective. 215-592-9494. Look, Carson Wentz played his best game of the year on Sunday. The arrow, in my mind, is pointing up on Carson and as high as it's been since the end of last season. I have good things to say about Carson Wentz, but I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's because of Travis Fulgham. No, I don't think that. I don't think he played well last year because of Greg Ward. I think Carson Wentz plays well when his accuracy and mechanics are on point, and he doesn't when they don't. It's almost like if you change the catcher, like you have a starting catcher, and the catcher goes out, you put the backup in. Oh, the pitcher gave 5 runs today. Must be the backup catcher's fault. No, it's not. Throw the ball where it's supposed to go. Put the ball where it's supposed to go, and you will be fine, and the Eagles' offense will work. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. Which is more crucial for the Eagles' passing game to be successful, which it needs to be? Is it wide receivers Carson trusts, like Travis Fulgham or Greg Ward? Or is it Carson Wentz's accuracy? Because I think his accuracy is more important than anything else, any name on the back of any jersey out there with him on Sundays. 215-592-9494. Yeah, you heard me. The weapons are overrated. The quarterback makes the whole thing work or not work. Sports Radio 94, WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.